that can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. Friedrich Nietzsche was born October 5, 1844. He was a German philosopher, culture critic, and author, whose work has exerted a profound influence on modern intellectual history. He became the youngest person ever to hold the chair of classical philosophy at the University of Basel in 1869 at the age of just 24. Nietzsche resigned in 1879 due to health problems that plagued him most of his life. He completed much of his core writing in the following decade. In 1889, at the age of 45, he suffered a collapse and afterwards a complete loss of his mental faculties, with paralysis and probably vascular dementia. He lived his remaining years in the care of his mother until her death in 1897. And then with his sister, Elizabeth Nietzsche. Nietzsche died in 1900 after many strokes and pneumonia. After his death, his sister Elizabeth became the curator and editor of Nietzsche's manuscripts. She edited his unpublished writings to fit her German ultranationalist ideology, while often contradicting or obfuscating Nietzsche's stated opinions, which were explicitly opposed to anti-Semitism and nationalism. Through her published editions, Nietzsche's work became associated with fascism and Nazism. 20th century scholars such as Walter Kaufmann and R.J. Hollingdale defended Nietzsche against this interpretation, and corrected editions of his writings were soon made available. Nietzsche's profound thought enjoyed renewed popularity in the 1960s, and his ideas have since had a profound impact on the 20th and early 21st century thinkers across philosophy, especially in schools of continental philosophy, such as existentialism, postmodernism, and post-structuralism, as well as art, literature, poetry, politics, and even popular culture. Quotations. Friedrich Nietzsche. I am not upset that you lied to me. I am upset that from now on I cannot believe you. Man is the cruelest animal. It is not a lack of love, but rather a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages. And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. The real world is much smaller than the imaginary. People don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed. The earth has a skin, and that skin has diseases. One of its diseases is called man. In heaven, all the